for Dirk.
Oh! And in 1 week, this unknown Asian American with a degree in economics from Harvard has put up LeBron James-like numbers.
Lin being Asian has certainly added to the novelty of this. And for better or worse, him being Asian has definitely been a part of this story.
This isn't a story about Jeremy Lin being Asian and he's getting pub because he's Asian. He's getting publicity because he's balling.
Over the past 2 weeks, Lin sanity has spread not only in New York, but all across America and even into countries outside the United States because of New York Knicks point guard Jeremy Lin. But sports fans are celebrating Lin's talent and breakout stardom, while others are questioning whether or not it puts too much emphasis on his race. And more than one person has asked, when's the last time a black athlete ignited this same passion as this Asian American point guard? Joining us now, sports columnist William C. Roden, and he talks about this in his latest column for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Hey, Celeste, the pleasure's mine.
First of all, we don't need to qualify this here. I mean, Jeremy Lin is not just celebrated because he's Asian. He's celebrated, as you just heard, because he's doing really well.
That's, I think, the confusing part about this whole story. What's the source of the adulation? And I mean, given the fact that the Knicks haven't won in more than three decades, they haven't won a championship. There's such a delirious hunger here for a winner that you don't quite understand what's at the root of all this. And it's been hilarious in one way. It's been a little troubling another way. And I was actually on a panel in Connecticut, and Rebecca Lobo, who was, the former UConn star and WNBA star, was one who actually raised the question. She asked me, she said, well, Bill, can you remember the last time a relatively untested African-American star was lavished with this type of, praise in a relatively short amount of time? And I thought about it, and I started going through my sort of mental Rolodex, and I really couldn't. And that sort of began the question about sort of what's at the root of this. And I think that after you get past the good nature, the good natured story, is there still something about racism here? This notion of particularly with black athletes in the NBA and the NFL having to do two or three times as much to get recognized. So that's sort of the beginning of a conversation that that could be troublesome, because once again it could get back into racism and people say, come on, geez,
right. Well, Bill, let me ask you a question you actually pose in your column. Take a listen to this.
The catch is made by Cruz, who breaks free. One man to beat. Victor Cruz down the sideline. Cruz is going to take it all the way, tying an NFL record, 99 yards from Manning to Cruz.
That was an incredibly exciting moment for Victor Cruz, who gave us many, came out of nowhere, brought the Giants to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. And you ask in your column, why not Victor Cruz? Maybe you can answer that for me. Why not?
I think that, Cruz was never deified. I mean, when you look at what's being said about Jeremy Lin and Tim Tebow, I brought up Tim Tebow as well,
right,
Denver Broncos quarterback. And the conversations start going well beyond what they did on the field. Tebow and Lin were hailed for their humility and they were well-spoken and they were humble and they were great character people. And they were given these qualities that really went well beyond football. Victor Cruz was, he was a good guy, came from nowhere, but he wasn't deified. He wasn't he wasn't hailed as an embodiment of everything good about you know, the United States, everything good about you know, life and being a human being.
But let me push back on you for just a second. We're speaking with Bill Roden, a sports columnist for our partner, the New York Times, and he talks about this in his latest column. What about Tiger Woods? Absolutely deified and seen as a role model for people all over the world.
Tiger Woods self-identifies as Kaplan Asian. Tiger Woods does not identify himself as African-American.
But he's seen by many as African-American. What about Michael Jordan?
It's not how he's seen by himself. It's how he sees himself. He sees himself as Kaplan Asian. So if this question is, who are African-Americans who have been deified like this? Michael Jordan didn't come from nowhere. Michael Jordan was a star when he was 19 years old. In other words, Michael Jordan didn't come from nowhere. But from the time Michael Jordan was a sophomore at the University of North Carolina and hit a game-winning shot in the national championship, he was targeted for greatness. And he was being great in a sport that was already dominated by African Americans. And what people have said as they've sort of thrown out these, I mean, obviously there's been a ton of you know, letters I've received. And what they say is, well, you know, African Americans, they dominate the NBA. They're kind of expected to do this. And that's kind of the point. That's something Floyd Mayweather said something, which Mayweather isn't the guy you normally quote on things like this.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I there's a sort of take it for grantedness. African Americans dominate the NFL and they dominate basketball, you know, which is like 80% black. They're supposed to do this. So you have something different.
Well, maybe that's why Latinos aren't getting all the praise for doing so well in baseball, right? But, you know, just...
They're praised for what they do. In other words, they're praised for being great baseball players, but they're not... But the praise does not extend from baseball to Mom the Flag and apple pie. You're good at what you do, but the problem with Tebow and then even Lynn is that it goes beyond that. It's not just you're good at what you do, and that's fine. But it's now this is what we like. This is what we like in our heroes. They're humble. They're team people. They get everybody involved. They're not ball hogs. They're not, you know. And there's all this in those types of praises. There's an undercurrent of the negative. In other words, they're humble. Well, you know, what's happening in sports, particularly basketball and football, the guys aren't humble. They go to strip club. You know, there's all this undercurrent negative. And I think one of the things that struck Rebecca Lobo, because as a woman, as an elite woman athlete, she's used to being sort of scapegoated. If you're a great woman playing basketball, you're probably gay. That's good for a woman. So I think that there's sort of a sensitivity about these types of things. And it's unfortunate in that, you know, Lynn is really, he's a really nice kid. He's a good guy. But that's the problem with racism, is that it puts everybody into this crossfire.
I want to be clear here, Bill Roden. You're calling this racism because you believe that if Jeremy Lin, everything was the same, having to do with Jeremy Lin, his play style, his background, if it was all the same, and yet he was black, that he would not be adored the way that Jeremy Lin is. Is that your theory?
Well, it's not a theory. So, I mean, I've been at the New York Times for 30 years, and I've been doing this for pay since 1974, and I've been in a lot of press boxes. So it's not a theory. It's what I've seen. And what I've seen is that whenever there's a white athlete, and even now, somebody who's just simply not black, and it's almost got to that the same qualities that are seen as kind of okay and average are praised and lavished two and three and four times as much. And if Jeremy Lin were African American from Harvard, I'm not sure he would be being praised as being smart and intelligent, because that's just not the lexicon that's been built around black American athletes.
Although, as you very correctly point out, probably the worst would be to be an African American female athlete, because then you really have to be something incredible to get any kind of headline, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is yes. But it's hard to say that because to speculate on that, because you look at the Williams sisters, and the Williams sisters are the closest model, and I don't think anybody can fairly say the Williams sisters are beloved. They're respected.
That's true.
But they're not beloved.
It's true. Bill Roden, a sports columnist for our partner, The New York Times. You can read his column, latest column in the paper. Bill, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
And we definitely want to get your intake on this. What do you think if Jeremy Lin were not something other than Asian? Would his storyline be any less miraculous? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Give us your thoughts. Would it change if his race changed? It's an interesting, although hypothetical, question. We want to hear your thoughts. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out today. This is The Takeaway.